WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Kim Duszynski with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz over at mobilegroove.com.
Well, welcome to 2014. We're so excited to start another year of the Mobile Presence Radio Show. We're very excited today to be talking about mobile predictions. And please feel free to join in the conversation about this on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mobilepresence. And Peggy, I'm going to let you introduce our guest today because it's pretty exciting. I'm really we have a great guest about mobile predictions.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kim, you know, we wanted to do a show about predictions, and you can, of course, ask people in the industry for those predictions, but I think it's much more exciting to also know what the key mobile trends are for 2014 because people have told us that. So, you know, a survey of many, many countries. In this case, that's why our guest today is Andrew Budd. He's the global chairman of the MEF. That's the Mobile Entertainment Forum. And he's going to be telling us about the Global Mobile Survey, the Global Mobile Consumer Survey, rather. But I guess the first thing, Andrew, is to just welcome you to our show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I know all about the MEF because I've known the organization. I proudly judge the MEFI Awards every year. Start off by telling us all about the Mobile Entertainment Forum for our listeners.
So the MEF is a pretty unique organization because it really represents the ecosystem of people providing mobile content and commerce to consumers worldwide. We were founded about 12 years ago as the Mobile Entertainment Forum, and we focused for the first decade of our existence on entertainment. But mobile today is about so much more, and we've become the global community for mobile content and commerce, the place where technology vendors, service providers, developers, and the mobile operators can come together to talk about how we can make the ecosystem stronger and better, create new services for consumers, make more money for the industry, and generally get to drive this very exciting industry faster and further. We have offices right across the globe in San Francisco, in London. We have offices in Qatar, in Cape Town, in Singapore, and in Sao Paulo. So we're represented throughout the world, and we're quite unique both because of the breadth of the ecosystem that we cover and the incredible global reach that we bring to our members.
Well, that is—it's really exciting. Yes, the Global Mobile Consumer Survey that you just came out with studied 10,000 respondents in 13 countries. So I think it's really great that we've got that breadth of knowledge here. And I noticed that the very first thing is you're saying that it's the dawn of mobile 3.0. So I'm glad to see that we've gone from the year everyone declaring it the year of mobile, and now we're already on to mobile 3.0. So can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
I think it represents the growing up of the new mobile ecosystem. Mobile 1.0 was very much about adding marginal services to what was fundamentally a personal communications medium for most of the 90s and the noughties, mobile was really about making phone calls and sending text messages, and everything, including entertainment, was a bit of an add-on. It was a huge add-on. It became an industry worth $35 billion, but it was kind of a bolt-on. And then after the iPhone and the smartphone came along, there's been this burst of creativity and energy in which people have been trying out different things, and it has had tremendous novelty value based around apps. The driver of mobile 2.0 was the app. Buy it, download it, build a business around it. It was about apps. Mobile 3.0 is about doing useful stuff, engaging with the broader economy, in which it's no longer just about the app. It's about the app as a means for people to engage, to communicate, to transact, to receive services. The app becomes just a tool, and it's about the engagement, the use of the mobile channel as a primary communications medium by all sorts of companies. And it also represents a maturing of the business model, a move away from buying gadgets to more enduring relationships with consumers. Mm-hmm. I think if mobile 3.0 is about anything, it's about relationships with consumers.
So what do you advise the ecosystem, or what even do you facilitate at MEF? Because as you said, it's about an ecosystem. It's not just the content providers. It's about the operators. It's about really everyone, particularly when apps have an impact on other verticals, such as healthcare, which is also in your predictions, and we'll get to those. But what does that then require these stakeholders to do or master in order to take advantage of the opportunities of 3.0, and what are you advising them?
Well, in MEF, our tagline is shape, connect, and monetize. Shaping is really about making the industry work correctly, and I'll come back to that at the end because it's almost the most important thing. Connect is enormously important because there are tremendous information gaps. Lots of people, smart, experienced people who are working in this industry, because it's so new, because it's so fast moving, don't know a lot of things. And the best way to know those things is to get together with other people in the industry and exchange knowledge and information. So one of the key things is people need to connect with each other to learn from each other. And we put on a whole series of events worldwide whose fundamental objective is to help people connect with knowledge and help people connect with each other. We've just had our immensely successful Global Mobile Forum in San Francisco, which was an outstanding event, bringing together people from across the value chain, but also a lot of people from Latin America. So connecting, talking to each other to learn from each other is very important. Monetizing is, again, it's about information. It's about understanding what works and what doesn't work, and it's about spreading in a structured way the knowledge of best practice. There have been a lot of attempts at things that haven't worked. We've got a big project beginning now on mobile money, a topic that many people have tried, a number of organizations have tried over the last few years, not necessarily with great success. Now it's really beginning to happen. But one of the critical things that we're inviting the industry to focus on, and is part of our shaping role to make the industry robust and firm for the future, is the area of trust, of consumer trust. One of the things that we as an organization are passionate about is the absolute need to ensure that as the ecosystem grows, it builds and sustains the trust of consumers, especially as regards their personal data and the use that apps and services make of their data and the respect of their privacy. That is for us both a fundamental opportunity for the industry and also, frankly, if the global industry to get it wrong, also a profound threat. So we're saying to our members, to the wider industry, think hard about trust and privacy.
Oh, I think that's really, really important. You know, it's kind of funny because this week, actually, I subscribe to a lot of text message lists. And this week, I got three text messages in a row at 4:30 in the morning from a vendor. And they were, you know, check out our thing. You know, it was a click to check out their new offerings. And I was like, oh my gosh, I mean, I'm sure someone accidentally clicked the AM versus PM. But the irony is then once I even clicked the message after I woke up later in the day, I clicked it to see, and they didn't even have any alerts. I was like, oh my gosh, I just unsubscribed immediately. That's just an example of that, but I'm sure there's bigger things in terms of trust.
Events like that are the sorts of micro events that erode consumer confidence and create suspicion. In the Global Consumer Survey, one of the blinding results is that trust is quoted as being a barrier to engagement with mobile and content and commerce by 40% of respondents. 2 years ago, that was 27%. So each year in the last 3 years that we've been doing, the proportion of consumers who say, you know what, don't think so, because of because of suspicion and lack of trust, is growing and growing. And we only have to look at the example of what happened to premium SMS in the United States, where the consumers totally lost trust in it, just how foolish it is for the industry to forfeit consumer trust in that way, when it's also so completely unnecessary. Building consumer trust is about disclosure and it's about transparency, which require a bit commitment by companies and also the right tools. And at MEF, we've been working on making those tools available as well.
Terrific. Well, it's time for us to head to break for a minute, and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk more with Andrew Budd from the MEF and about some more trends in mobile in the coming year.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive .com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Ready to learn to be a mass marketing mastermind? Get schooled on how to be inboxed.
You've got mail.
Our host will show you how to deliver on email marketing strategies without going postal. Inboxed, on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Steve from Mobile Marketing Profits.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from MobileGroove.com.
Great. Well, we are in the middle of talking about mobile trends and mobile predictions for 2014 with Andrew Budd from the MEF. He is the global director. Did I say that right? The global chair.
I'm the global chair.
The global chair. Great. So we were just talking about trust, and I wanted to move on to some other ones. You've got several that were in the global mobile consumer study. I'd love to talk a little bit about this wearable technology creating new ecosystems. I'm quite fascinated. We've got all these, you know, mobile watch commercials coming on and Google Glass, and I don't know anyone in the real world with any with either of those things. I'm curious what your take is on all that.
So I want to distinguish between what we've published in our Global Consumer Survey, which is a snapshot of the industry today and has a whole series of findings about the way that consumers are behaving today, and our predictions for 2014. So the Global Consumer Survey is silent on wearable technology because, frankly, it's not having a significant impact on the market yet.
Okay, great.
The question of wearable technology appears instead in our 2014 predictions because one of the key feedbacks that we are getting from our members, from our boards, from our interactions, is that wearable technology is going to be a big thing in 2014. And the key drivers are going to be simultaneously the entry of significant brands, that is mainstream luxury and consumer goods brands, into this space, even more so than they've come in, and the creation of ecosystems that will link those brands to developers, to technology vendors, maybe to mobile operators, in a way that dramatically accelerates the rate at which useful and important things can happen. So we're still at the beginning of wearable technology, but I think it's an area in which there is so much innovation and so much potential that we're going to see a lot of progress in 2014. We're talking about things for education, for healthcare, things that you wear on your wrist, things that you wear maybe above your heart. Google Glasses is a very advanced and in some ways rather exotic example, but there are many other more practical examples where information is captured by a sensor worn somewhere on the body, fed back through the mobile phone, and sent to the cloud where it can be processed as a piece of smart data. And that's actually another of our predictions, that the conversation in 2014 will move from being big data, just enormous piles of the stuff, to smart data, where clever analytics provide accurate and actionable insights that people can rely on to do useful things with. And those useful things may be things like knowing when your aged father has fallen over with his smartphone in his pocket.
Mm. Wow.
And you're also bringing up here in the predictions, because we hear about it, we see it coming, but I think it's important that it will be not just a reality, but also cross borders. I'm looking at, you know, mobile money services, which are essential to power an economy. I mean, we need a marketplace in the first place for all of this to work. How do you see that evolution, and what's going to be decisive in 2014?
I think we're going to see a lot of very significant developments in 2014. Some of them, I think, are driven by the decided commitment of financial institutions. A lot of mobile money up until now has to some extent been led either by mobile operators or by funded startups. And they've done a lot of good work. In some cases, they've changed entire societies, and one only has to think, obviously, of Kenya, but also places like the Philippines. But in general, the ability to impact upon the way that people use money is more restricted by regulation to the great financial institutions. And in 2014, we're going to see the great financial institutions taking a position in this market and making stuff happen. We're already seeing a number of countries on a national basis. I mean, one draws attention to people like Barclays Bank, whose Pingit application was a groundbreaker in the United Kingdom. I think we're going to see the commitment of various financial institutions worldwide make things actually happen on a material scale in 2014.
Hmm. So as a follow-up to that, Andrew, or have we passed that big discussion about, you know, the showdown and who is going to own the mobile money ecosystem? Is it the banks? Is it PayPal? Is it Google? Is it the operators? Is it the content providers themselves? I mean, or are we just moving on and saying, let someone else figure out who wins, let's just move on with it?
I think there's a recognition that if you're going to do mobile money on a serious basis, financial regulation, financial services regulation is a critical factor. And things like the ability to manage risk, things like balance sheet strength, things just like familiarity with national regulators give the financial institutions a native advantage compared to others who would have surged in. I mean, the counterpoint with the end of premium SMS in the United States is very telling. That was an attempt by the carriers to take a significant position in the area of mobile payments, and at least one mechanism has fallen by the way, in part because of regulatory issues. So I think yes, it's a mobile 3.0 phenomenon, which is about maturity. It's about moving from experiments to scalable, reliable services, and the providers of those scalable, reliable services, as I say, partly because of regulatory constraints, somehow seem destined to be the mobile operator. Excuse me, to be the financial institutions.
Well, switching gears a little bit from the serious of financial and all of that, and talking about more of the entertainment part about the streaming. It showed that your study showed that 49% of consumers in developed markets watch TV while using mobile media. I know I do not watch The Walking Dead without having my Get Glue app open to be commenting with all the other zombie watching lovers. what else is coming down the pike in terms of that? That's really quite exciting.
So the proportion of people who play with who do other things while let's turn it around, who do other things while they're on the mobile web, including watching television, is just extraordinary. I think around 50% of users do other things at the same time, and I think about a third of them are watching television. So this simultaneous second screen, the idea that the mobile or the tablet are there and you're actively interacting with them while watching TV or doing something else is here. Mm-hmm. I think in 2014, although this isn't one of our predictions specifically, we're going to see a significant amount of work on a significant amount of innovation in the area of ensuring continuity of experience mm-hmm. between different screens. So you may start an interaction on your mobile phone, transition to your tablet, maybe throw it up on your television, and always pick up where you left off mm-hmm. So that there is a seamless experience which transcends the specific device that you're working on. But at the same time, we're going to see TV channels, we're going to see vendors making specifically crafting experiences that work on two parallel screens. I mean, this is a whole new vernacular. I think it's very exciting for the creatives in the industry to actually develop mature mobile 3.0 offerings that work when simultaneously seen on screens of different sizes, two and who knows, maybe even three different screens at the same time.
Mm. I'm just curious, Andrew, if you can think of anyone who's even close at this point. I mean, clearly it's going to be an exciting new frontier in 2014, but any brands, any entertainment businesses, names out there getting a little bit close to what it's got to be like?
I think it would be invidious of me and unfair to certain of our members to single any out, but a number of our members are absolutely leaders in this and have given us from our boards, we've received outstanding insight as to some market-leading innovations that they are taking forward, and we're very lucky to have on our boards innovators from major corporations who can give us that kind of visibility.
I guess we'll have to ask them back for our show, Kim. What do you think?
Oh yes, I think that's a great idea. That sounds great. So we will be coming back after the break. We'll be talking a little bit more about trends. And I also note that you have a free webinar coming up on January 14th. And when we get back, I'll have you tell folks a little bit about that as well, because it looks like that might be something interesting for people to sign up for. So we'll be right back after this break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom, on demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Kim Dushinsky from Mobile Marketing Profits.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove. And Andrew, before the break, we were talking about the trends, but it would be interesting to hear your take on the impact of these trends on the market. What I'm thinking here is about business models. So, basically business models evolving. We've seen freemium. We're seeing a lot of social currency related models. I guess the question is, how does this impact our business and how we make money in 2014 if we're in the industry?
It's the question that everybody's asking. I would say that business models are molten at the moment. They are flowing and changing. Nobody has the answer. We saw in the Global Consumer Survey, we saw a 50% rise in mobile social commerce from a relatively low base. We saw the overwhelming dominance of freemium. 94% of apps on Android are free. So we're seeing the dominance of freemium, but we're also seeing conversion. But one of the key things that is becoming very evident is the way in which paid-for transactions, making money by selling people things, is being complemented by monetizing people's data. An implicit pact with the consumer that instead of taking money from them, you take data from them, but they get the service all the same. And that is a business model which is evolving very rapidly and has enormous power to it, and will work provided that consumers clearly understand that pact. It's a business model that can grow extraordinarily huge on a global basis, providing that it doesn't crash and burn on the back of consumers not understanding the pact that they're in. And that's why we come back to this question of consumer trust and confidence. That a whole new business model can take over the world, or it can be annihilated, depending upon whether service providers are transparent and open. That's why we take this so seriously.
So I love that you say that people can either, it's a sort of a make it or break it sort of a situation. You know, you're saying the whole industries and ecosystems and players can either, you know, rise and shine or fall and fail, you know, very quickly. That's an interesting concept.
Look, MEFAS has supported its members through a decade of mobile operator premium billing, in which we saw exactly those phenomena occur. It's the industry has to understand how quickly things can grow and go well, and also how quickly things can go bad. Because we want to make sure that things grow and grow well, one of the key initiatives we've undertaken is to develop a completely free tool for developers, which enables them to build extremely user-friendly and comprehensible ways of communicating to consumers what they're doing with their data, exactly how they're asking people to compromise their privacy, building it into their apps so that consumers get it, understand the pact, and can move forward. We built that tool for free. It's available online as www.appprivacy.org, in the hope that as many ecosystem members around the world will pick it up and use it and make the industry healthy and fast-growing for the future.
Well, I have to stand up and applaud you for that, Andrew. I was aware of work on the tool, but that it's free and available to app developers. What's the response been to that? I'm just curious. We'll, of course, promote it more here, but it would be great to hear if it's being resonating positively with the app community.
Enormously. So download volumes are extremely satisfactory. I recently chaired a panel at a conference, middle of the afternoon, poor audio or poor acoustics, out of the way. We thought we might have a dozen people. About 100 people turned up and listened with extreme attention, asked lots of good questions all the way through the session. The attention, understanding, interest, and commitment to this topic was extraordinary. So I'm delighted by the way the app community is getting this. We just need to tell more people about the availability, tell more developers that this tool is out there and available to make their apps safer for themselves and safer for the consumer and, frankly, safer for the industry.
Wow, that's really great. While we're on the subject of you having great, you know, free information and tools, will you tell a little bit more about your upcoming webinar and how folks can get in on that?
So we're holding a webinar on the 14th of January. Details are on the MEFmobile.org website. We're going to be talking about our 2014 predictions and giving some color and depth to them. If you read these predictions, behind them is a tremendous amount of thought and intuition, because we didn't want to distribute an encyclopedia, we had to trim them down. So therefore, this will be an opportunity for us to share some of those insights and that knowledge with other people in the industry, and to take questions and respond to them and engage in a dialogue to get a clearer and more vivid view of where our industry is going in 2014.
Great. So that's MEFmobile.org.
Correct.
Great. Well, I think we are sadly out of time. I feel like we could talk to you for another hour and just barely be getting through, through the surface. But thank you so much for being on the call. And I want to remind everyone that you can find our show on Stitcher, iTunes, our mobile app, which you can download from iTunes App Store or Google Play. And remember to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/mobilepresence. Again, our show is sponsored by Skywire Media. And how can people be more in touch with you, Andrew, and then obviously by joining in the webinar, but anything else, any other way?
The port, the gateway into the MEF is obviously through our website, mefmobile.org. We would urge and invite everyone interested to join us, to become members, to engage with our events, to engage with our initiatives, to engage with our analytics, to engage with our parties, which I have to say are famous worldwide, and not for the drinking, but for the quality of the company and the quality of the conversations and the business contacts that take place there. The next great event is the MEF Connects party at Barcelona in February 2014 at Mobile World Congress. Try and either join MEF or find a friend who is at MEF, because I'm afraid tickets for those are amongst the most highly prized of any event in the mobile spring. And it's not possible to gatecrash it, even though many, many have tried.
Oh, that's great. Great. Well, thank you very much. If folks want to be in touch with me, you can reach me at kimdushinsky.com. We're at Kim Duszynski on Twitter or any social media. How about you, Peggy?
I'm available. You can find me over at mobilegroove.com, of course, and also on Twitter at mobilegroove and at Peggy Ann. That's A-N-N-E, so P-E-G-G-Y-A-N-N-E.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And remember, every minute
I'm
is
old school. Meth is at meth.
Oh, at meth. Great. Thank you. So remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.